Ewald with it, high post, over to the right wing to DeSimpler. Back to Ewald, high at the top of the key. Signs dribbling against Mike Hurd. DeSimpler feeds it into Ballard. This one's a little too strong, gets his own rebound, puts this one up, and it's in for two. Brennan Ballard with 9 points in the night, a five-point lead for USA, 19-14, 2 minutes and 38 seconds before we hit halftime for locker rooms. Ellison, top of the key, over to Mike Hurd, back to Ellison, over to the left wing, to Toynes, back up to Ellison. Mike Hurd for three, right wing, he's hit one there, and he makes the second one. Mike Hurd with two threes in this quarter, a two-point game, 19-17. Signs into the corner, and he is fouled by a white jersey. USA ball underneath their own hoop.
I think it's on Sammy Toynes.
Second team foul for Beecher. Foul is on number three.
30.
Number 30, Isaiah Reed. He plays guard, also listed as a forward. He's a 6'2" senior. Sitting down is Sammy Toynes, as well as Mike Hurd. Out there for USA right now, DeSimpler, Ewald, Ballard, Signs, and Kramer. Very few substitutions for USA thus far. They feed it into Kramer, left wing. Picks up his dribble there, down to the corner. And it goes off the shoe, DeSimpler, turnover for USA. 10th of the night. Into the right corner, down the baseline comes Beecher, goes against Ballard, up, this one's no good. Rebound brings it in himself. And he gets the putback, that's Quay Burks. Now with 4 points, tied at 19. DeSimpler, over to Ballard, puts this in for two. And USA back on top by two just as quickly. 21-19, USA over Flint Beecher, minute 35 left in the first half. Flint Beecher's not really sure what hit him here thus far.
For the most part, Flint Beecher's going for the three ball, and very rarely have they gone inside.
Reed
into
the corner to Ellison. Reed now over to number 23, Ivory, feeds it into 34. Quay Burks. The basket is good. He is fouled on the jump shot. And the foul goes against number 31, Hayden Ewald, his third. So more than likely we won't see him until the second half. The fourth team against USA. So at the line, shooting one free throw is number 34. Quay Burks. Now with 6 points, trying to make it seven in the night. And we're tied back up at 21 apiece. And this one is good, and Beecher has the lead by 1 point. 22-21. Here comes the Signs across midcourt, left to right across the radio in the blue uniforms, to DeSimpler, right wing. Ballard at the high post. DeSimpler now dribbling at the left wing, into Kramer, same spot. 1 minute before halftime, Kramer dribbling top of the key into the corner to Simpler, trying to feed into Ballard. Nothing there, pulls up for the jump shot outside the block. No good, a rebound, Flint Beecher, Burks. Burks tries to feed it down to the freshman on the left block. This one's no good. Pass was intended for LaVain Blake. Out of bounds, it's the eighth turnover for Flint Beecher and gives the ball back to USA, trailing by 1 point, 22-21 to Flint Beecher with 45 seconds left in the second quarter. Signs to DeSimpler, right wing against Ellison. Starts his dribble now to Brandon Harper. High post to low post to Ballard. He waits for traffic to clear and puts it in for two. Ballard with 13 points, 23-22. USA on top by one. 20 seconds left. Ellison with the ball, going for last shot here for the Bucks in the first half. USA student section louder than the rest of the gym combined. Into the left corner for three. It's up. It is no good. Rebound still loose in by Quay Burks. 5 seconds left. He goes up. This one's tipped by Ballard. No good. Rebound still loose. Brought in by Zach Kramer. Full court shot is up, and it's no good. We have reached halftime with USA leading by 1 point, 23-22 on the WLW Sports Network.
Classic American pride. Unrivaled performance. Unmatched style. And power where it counts. Yeah, they just can't make them over there like they make them over here. And you can't find it on any car lot. but you can find it at your local Thumb Cellular location.
Introducing the Motorola Moto X smartphone, the only smartphone made entirely in the USA. The Moto X features a sleek 4.7-inch screen and a 10-megapixel camera, and it's only $169. And that's just one of many new smartphones on sale this month at Thumb Cellular. Also check out the HTC Deluxe or HTC One, or even the famous Samsung Galaxy S4, all with Thumb Cellular's lightning-fast 4G LTE service. Terms of service apply. So stop in to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, or Sandusky for one of these great deals today. High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Siebowing Family Medicine encourage exercise and all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Siebowing Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
Siebowing Family Medicine, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
This is Mary Amon, and I live in Port Austin. I am a certified registered nurse anesthetist and owner of Thumb Anesthesia Services. Saginaw Valley State University has a wonderful reputation for preparing their nursing students not only with nursing theory, but quality hands-on experiences in many different areas within the nursing scope of practice, which allows their graduates to enter the workforce with confidence and proficiency. Looking back, I really enjoyed not only the nursing classes at SVSU, but the various electives offered. These courses gave me an opportunity to explore and expand my knowledge base to make me a more well-rounded graduate. The reason I attended SVSU was its excellent reputation for preparing nurses, its small individualized class sizes, scholarship opportunities, and the close proximity to the Thumb.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game is done.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Siebowing Area Schools, a Michigan Department of Education top 10% reward school. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. And now, not only is it March Madness in high school basketball, but March is also Reading Month. USA Schools wants to remind students and parents to engage in reading opportunities that will enhance thinking and meet English language arts standards. Readers become leaders. Reading is the one skill that everyone needs to learn and that will lead to success in life. Don't forget to visit your local school and community library too. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, and staff for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. To find more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.